If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, din al-Azam, ghayr din Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching maqasid, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. Sheikh Javed, let me ask you this question. Is it permissible for the leader of a congregational prayer or the imam to receive money, wages, salary, whatever?
Yes.
For doing preliminaries of the congregational prayer?
Well, we know that a prayer leader has to walk, you know, back and forth, you know. He has to be available. He has to, you know, take a taxi, and he has to prepare himself for the prayer, for the congregational prayer, of course. According to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, it is permissible to receive wages for the preliminaries. For the preliminaries, like for example, going to the mosque and taking a taxi, or let's say anything which can be considered preliminaries. Like what, for example, you know, you have to wash your turban, get ready, get mm-hmm. dressed, and then go to the mosque. Sometimes, you know, you have to walk a long distance to yes. reach. He can, for example, offer a Friday prayer, a congregational prayer at home or very close to his house without having to walk all the way to the mosque.
Yes.
But, you know, because of the mu'mineen, because of the, you know, the mosque having to have a prayer leader, he walks all the way to the mosque. And it is going to cost him, you know, sometimes some money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it is permissible. But he cannot receive money for the prayer
for itself.
The prayer,
yeah.
Of course, because prayer is wajib, and no one can receive any money or any wages for the prayer which he himself is supposed to offer,
mm-hmm.
or for teaching the Holy Quran, for teaching the prayer. For teaching something which is obligatory. If you want to teach it, you cannot, because teaching it is obligatory, and you cannot receive wages for teaching something which is obligatory.
What about the Quran?
The Quran, of course, is not teaching the, you know.
It is not obligatory.
It's not obligatory. So, of course, you can receive wages for teaching it. But if you want to teach the prayer, or teach something which is obligatory, then, of course, you
like
cannot.
Like fasting, for example?
Like fasting, yes.
I see.
If you want to teach people
how to fast, for example, or the conditions of fasting.
Generally speaking, anything which is obligatory,
mm-hmm.
receiving wages for something which you are supposed to do,
yes.
and which is obligatory on you to teach or to share with others, you cannot receive money for it.
I see. A very quick question, maybe I can squeeze in here before the break, Sheikh Javed. A congregational prayer imam rides a bicycle to the place,
yes,
or the mosque of congregational prayer. What is the ruling about, you know, following him, in fact, during the prayers?
Well, you know, some people might consider it kind of offensive to see someone or a prayer leader, you know,
riding
a bicycle to the mosque. There is no problem,
mm-hmm.
because it's a means of transportation, and riding a bicycle is not a sinful act. Nowhere can you find any, you know, reason to forbid a scholar, an alim, to ride a bike. You know, it's quite permissible.
And this, you know, is a modern vehicle, basically.
Yeah,
but in the Prophet's time, didn't the ashab, the followers, the companions of the Prophet use any kind of horses or donkeys to the mosque?
Why not? The Holy Prophet did perform the circumambulation of the house of Allah,
mm-hmm.
riding a camel.
Right.
Riding a camel, which is the holiest place on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Prophet circumambulated, performed tawaf of the house of God, riding a camel.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it was very common. There were camels and walking around the Kaaba, and the people were also riding on their camels performing tawaf. That was very common. But in this time around, you cannot see any animal getting close to the mosque, and it's considered offensive. You see.
I see.
So, you know, the time has changed and the requirements of time have also changed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this time, we have bikes, we have motorbikes, we have cars, and we have, you know, different means of transportation. So there is no objection to a scholar, to an alim or a prayer leader riding a bike, riding a motorbike, and driving to school, to the mosque,
right,
and going back home.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid is still our guest speaker in the studio. We are talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, can an imam,
yes,
the leader of a congregation of prayer, say a single prayer twice in a congregation? For example, whether it be an Eid or a daily prayer.
Well, His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah grant him long life, has said that as far as the five daily prayers are concerned, it is permissible for him to perform the same prayer again in congregation, but with another group of followers, not with the same followers, with the same people, you know, because you cannot, the people have already offered their prayers, mm-hmm, you know. To repeat the congregational prayer with the same people doesn't make sense, you know. But if there is another group of followers who have not offered their prayers and who want to offer their prayers in congregation, there is no problem and there is no objection to the same prayer leader leading their prayers. And according to His Eminence, it is, you know, it is mustahab to do so. But when it comes to Eid prayer, which is not obligatory in this time around, of course, His Eminence says that there is problem in doing so. So Eid, mm-hmm, prayer is not wajib. You know, as for the five daily prayers, they are wajib. And of course, there is no problem and there is no objection to a prayer leader repeating the prayer for another group of followers. The Eid prayer is not obligatory in this time. And of course, there is problem, there is iskal in repeating it and offering it again.
Mm-hmm. I see. Another short question, Sheikh Javid, would be the fact that should a person, an individual, read the Fatiha or another chapter of the Quran loudly when he's doing the second rak'ah while the imam of the congregational prayer is in his third or fourth rak'ah of, let's say, Isha prayer?
Well, it is, forbidden for the person joining the prayer in the second rak'ah to recite or to perform his prayer loudly.
Yes.
Because, making noise will disturb the other people who are offering their prayers, who are in their third rakat or maybe who are in their fourth rakat. So to maintain silence is important, and not to disturb the Friday prayer, the congregational prayer is more important. Mm-hmm. And so it's not permissible for the person who is joining prayer and who is in his first rakat or maybe who is in his second rakat to recite the zikr of the prayers and the verses and the ayat of the, you know, the Surah Al-Hamd or Surah Ikhlas loudly. it's not permissible according to Ayatollah Khamenei.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. It's Muhammad Jawad signing out. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun Malajah ilaha illahum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Sami'un لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن.